Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is Volume 2, Episode Number 23. Our air date for tonight's program is Thursday, August 8th, 2024. I am your host, C. Willie. I am again this week joined by the lovely and talented
Dakota B.
She has not kicked me out yet, so I still must be doing something right. Our special guest, and we are truly honored to have them on the program tonight, Sweet Crystal. We have Mark Andrew Speck here. Mark, thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate the invitation, and it's always a blessing to find new people to talk to and just new camaraderie here in the business, because it can be a pretty lonely journey. So when you find somebody who's similar in taste and music, it's a blessing to the band, that's for sure.
Well, we appreciate that. We appreciate having you on. We were, as we were talking before we started the show, Quarter Peep and I were a little late to the party here. We heard you for the first time on the Burton Rock and Jazz Festival that was held earlier this summer, and you absolutely blew us away. It was an experience. For folks who may not know, some of our listeners here elsewhere in the United States, celebrating your 50th year as a band. That is unheard of.
Yeah, it's fairly unique, especially at the level of playing that we're at. If you were, say, the Rolling Stones, then it's easy to keep going. But for who we are, we call it our Golden Jubilee Celebration Tour this year. It's 2024 is exactly 50 years. And if you know anything about the Bible, every 50 years in the Old Testament, it was a Golden Jubilee celebration where everybody celebrated it. So we said, you know what, we should pick that up, because I don't know too many people that have been around for 50 years. The same three guys that started the band back in 1974, myself on keyboards and lead vocals, Bill Blatter on guitar, and Steve Weiser on drums. We started this right out of pretty much high school, although Steve and Bill were together in high school because they went there together. We met just that 2 years into our college years, and we've been together ever since. Never stopped being Sweet Crystal. We stopped playing live for about a decade because there wasn't a lot of places to play, but we kept the music going, kept recording, got into soundtracks and TV shows, and then eventually we were asked to come back out, and we've been back out since 2006 and haven't stopped playing live since.
Well, we're glad about that. We're very glad about that. Now, you started out, as I understand, as strictly a rock band. The evolution then became the Christian rock band that we hear today. How did that all come about?
Well, we did indeed start out as wannabe rock stars. That was what we thought about. There were five of us back then that started out Sweet Crystal, and we just wanted to do what everybody else wanted to do, is just be rock stars. We played a lot. We toured. We had 6.5 tons of gear, 4-man road crew. And then right about 1978, 79, I met the woman who was to become my wife, and we hit it off, but she didn't particularly care for the lifestyle I was living at the time. So she said she went to an all-night church on Eastern Michigan University campus and said, "Lord, I got to give this guy over to you." So long story short there, I would date her for about a year, and I'm a voracious reader. I picked up a book that she had called The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. And I started reading it. I was very intrigued as to where he got his philosophy and his energy from. So I picked up the Bible and started checking out his quotes. And eventually God just went, "This is what you're supposed to be doing." And I went, "Wow, this is pretty cool." And I went and I got born again and talked to the band about it and said, "This is a new direction I want to go." And God bless them, Steve and Bill said, "That's fine. That's great. We're more than happy to go this route." The other guys kind of drifted away, and we just thought everything would be fine and dandy, as you think you are when you're a brand new Christian.
Of course.
And lo and behold, I found out I started having problems singing, and I didn't know what it was. And we went to a doctor at St. Joe's here in Ann Arbor, and he said, "Well, you got a hole in one of your vocal cords. It's called a congenital cyst." He said, "You probably had it since you were born, but because you're, you know, whatever you're doing in your lifestyle, it's aggravating it. There's new laser technology." This is when it first came out. And he said, "We can go in and cut you a brand new edge to your vocal cord." And I said, "All right." Because I was having problems singing five, six nights a week, you know, four or five sets. So we went in, we did the surgery. 6 weeks after the surgery, I still could barely talk. And started doing some rehab. Went to the doctor and said, "So when can I start singing?" And the doctor said, "What do you mean singing?" I go, well, I told you I was the lead singer of a band. He goes, I thought you said you were the leader of a band leader. He said, I never would have done that surgery had I know you needed your voice for a profession. And that's when we actually, I went to my knees with my wife and we said, Lord, what was this all about? And that was when we really had to give over any doubt that we had that God was real to him, because I didn't know what was going to happen. Well,
yeah.
6 months later, I ended up winning an award for a vocal contest in Nashville. And I've been singing ever since. I just stopped singing some of the stuff that was detrimental, not only to my voice, but probably to the people we were singing. You know, there I tried to do a bar scene. So we just started doing all our own original music and said, you know what, I'm going to give it up to God. Let's give it up to God. And here we are 50 years later, just doing exactly what we believe he intended us to do all along. That's my story.
What an incredible blessing that was for you and for everybody that you all have touched. And to that end, I noticed that there's a phrase that it looks as though you all have trademarked, if I'm not mistaken here, reaching the world one song at a time.
Yes, we did. We grabbed that early on and it touched us. And we said, that's all we can try to do. And that's pretty much anybody's life is kind of like that. You can only help one person at a time. Well, I suppose you could help thousands if you had lots of money, you could just give it to people. But we just thought, man, if we can reach one person with our message, then we feel that we've done what we're supposed to do. It's not Sweet Crystal's job to save anybody per se, if you're familiar with you know, Christian theology, but it's our job to at least point the right direction. And all of the travails and tribulations we've gone through as individuals and bands, we can pretty much talk with anybody about what they may be going through and offer them a suggestion and a hope, a light at the end of their dark tunnel. So that's what we do. It's the Holy Spirit's job to convict them. It's just our job to sing about it.
Well, you certainly do that well. And the first one that we have queued up for our audience tonight is Whatever Is Needed. Can you tell us a little bit about the background with Whatever Is Needed?
Yes, this is the first track of the upcoming 8 CD that we'll be putting out. It's our 8th release, but we decided this one was a little closer to home because there's so much division in our world right now, and there seems like there's a lot of hopelessness. And so people are just trying to figure out what can they do to try to make things right in their lives and other people's lives. And we've decided as a band, what we need to do is just tell people, whatever you need, whatever it takes to get through this, we are here to help you with. And that's when we turn to God. He's there to always be on our side. But we just thought, you know what? We've got this song. We should put this out first and at least try and give people some hope, like I said earlier. And that's where this song came out. And we've been blessed on this tune. This song has almost 192,000 streams on Spotify, 112,000 on YouTube. And we've never, ever had a song that's done that kind of feat for us. I mean, we're just looking at it going, wow, that's amazing to think there are that many people that have heard what we have to say. And that's just from God. That's not us.
And it's a message that is needed right now.
Very needed.
Particularly with the recent events that we've experienced. This is, if we could all listen to this and abide by it, I think we'd be in a lot better place.
Nice. I appreciate you saying that. I totally concur. I believe it.
Well, let's give this a listen. Whatever Is Needed from Sweet Crystal.
We are born to stand together. We are here to help the poor. We are meant to feed the hungry, doing all we can and then do more. Guided and directed, no longer lost. We are soldiers in his army, defenders of the cross. Whatever is needed, whatever it takes. Families of the fallen, it's for you we say a prayer.
That is the message that we need right now, whatever is needed.
I love it.
Thank you.
Crystal, wonderful tune. Soon to be released? It is out there now.
That one's out. That one came out on December 23rd of last year. We wanted to get it in for 2023 in hopes that it would make to the 2024 Detroit Music Awards, which never appeared. It just kind of disappeared. I don't know what's happening with the Detroit Music Awards.
Well, you've won 26 of those.
We've been very
grateful. Congratulations.
Blessed. Thank you. What's interesting about the DMAs is that they're voted on by our peers, people in the business here in Lower Michigan. And so I've always said it doesn't mean that we're the best anything that we get the awards for, but it means that our sincerity and who we are and what we put out has been recognized by our peers, and they award us these awards for who we are and what we're trying to do. And it's humbling. It's a blessing, but
I liken that to a professional football all-star game. Your peers are the ones that are voting on this. It's not a fan. It's not a popularity contest. They're recognizing, as you mentioned, what it is you're doing and what it is you're accomplishing. And what a better way than to have the folks in the bands and the other performers say, yeah, Sweet Crystal is it.
It always amazes us. Every time we'd get nominated, it was very, very cool. And then to win some, we've had good years and not so good years, but every year that we've gotten, one's a good year. And it's not always the win that matters. It's just the fact that people are hearing who we are and what our message is. And I think that's one of the cool things about being a Christian band is the fact that we feel that we have a purpose to who we are and the music we're making. We're not chasing the almighty dollar. We're not chasing fame and fortune. We're just trying to reach people to give them hope and an understanding that there is something beyond what we're going through right now. So that's what's exciting about being in Sweet Crystal these 5 decades later.
You're not doing it just for you. There is a purpose.
Yeah, I think that's what keeps the whole band going. Our bass player, Marty Kukar, who wasn't at the Burton Fest because he had family obligations. We had good friend David Winan sit in with us because three of us in Sweet Crystal are also in David Winan's band, Pie. So it's a whole conglomeration. It's really nice when one person can't make a gig, the other people can help.
Well, it was fun to see David there as well.
Yeah, it was great. We loved it.
Well, I appreciate that, and I know he'll appreciate hearing that. We've got a gig with him this Sunday down at the Cadu Cafe in by the time this airs, it would have been 4 weeks ago.
So you could have seen him 4 weeks
ago. You could have seen it if you go to our website, but you missed it already. So it's very cool that he allows us to do his songs, and he plays some of our Sweet Crystal songs at his show. So it's a real, real brotherhood with him. We've known him for a long time, and I couldn't say nicer things about him.
Well, we mentioned the 26 awards. So what you're doing is obviously successful. Tell me a little bit about the creation process. How do you go about putting together the songs? Now, we've talked about this with pretty much everybody that we've had on the program. And it seems that there are a couple similarities for everybody, but there's always that one unique piece. What is it that inspires the creative process for Sweet Crystal?
I would say the majority of the songs start out as ideas that I have. It's very easy having these keyboards. They all are inspiring to me, and I'm a very creative person. But what happens is we get together, Sweet Crystal gets together every week for rehearsal, whether we have gigs or sessions or whatever. We've done it for 50 years now. I used to throw on the CD burner, but now we just put it on the computer. But we jam for the first half hour, 45 minutes when we get together, and it's just ideas. I will just start noodling on something that's I've had sitting around. Steve, the drummer, keeps me on time because I have a not great sense of timing. I really need a drummer. And Billy, the guitar player, always does the heavy lifting for almost every song. The majority of the songs I write, but I write with Billy in mind because his guitar playing has just been an inspiration to me for all these years. But most of the songs start off within those jam sessions. And we will record everything. Eventually, I'll go back and listen to what we've recorded and find a spot that goes, that we'll play it to death. We'll do a lick and we'll play it for 10 minutes. Sure. You're sick of it. But I'll find it and I'll find other pieces that we've written. I've got 150 CDs here of just hours and hours of jams from the guys. And I'll start piecing those together, present it back to the guys. We clean it up and usually do an arrangement. And then for me, the hard part comes in. Then it's time to come up with lyrics. Mm-hmm. The melody line always seems to be there within the scope of the chords. But finding words that make sense to me, that inspire me, that don't sound cliche, I think that's the hardest part about writing Christian music, because there are plenty of good contemporary Christian bands and pretty much praise and worship bands that all have the same message and it's the same repetitive idioms and stuff. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, there are people that need that to be, you know, reinforced. But with Sweet Crystal, we'd rather have a story behind it that shows an issue, progress, and a solution. And trying to find ideas like that that don't sound like you just did this, you know, last CD. Yeah, you did this three CDs ago. I think that's the hardest part for me. But the guys have always allowed me to be free reign on all the lyrics, have never really given me any flack for it, and they're always right there to pick it up and sing along and help finish it.
Well, and I think your songs definitely are unique. Your messages, the stories that you're telling, again, like you say, they're not the same ones that are told repetitively that we see from many of the other contemporary type bands. You also did something that we were both absolutely blown away with, and that's a modification of a song that we all know from our hard rocking days. You actually did your own version of Home Sweet Home.
That's right.
From Motley Crue, which when you listen to it, the way you performed it, and you take it in a different context than what we normally would when we're thinking about Motley Crue and everybody's you know, doing their thing. That was beautiful.
Oh, thank you for saying that. It's we call it crystallizing. Whenever we do a cover song, we've done a Bob Dylan tune, we've done a Beatles tune, on usually one on every release, just so somebody has a song they can maybe relate to, and then maybe they'll listen to the rest. But Home Sweet Home, when I looked at the lyrics, and I said, you know what? These guys are going through a rough patch, and they just want to get home. I said, this to me reminds me of all of us trying to get to heaven. I'm just trying to get through this life so I can get home. And so when we looked at it like that, and we stuck a little bit of Wizard of Oz right in the beginning with Dorothy, and there's no place like home. There's nowhere to go. This is what we're doing. I said, so, and we enjoy playing it. And because of our age and the age of the people that know us, they all recognize it. I mean, because it was an iconic power ballad from the 70s and 80s. And we just say we crystallize it. And for people that don't know Sweet Crystal and see us for the first time, at least they can glean onto that song and go, no, this is pretty good. So maybe they'll give the rest of our songs that same kind of, yeah, it's not bad for you.
We certainly have.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I like the crystallize it, though. Yes. That's cool.
That was another phrase we coined when he said, "What? How do you change it?" I go, well, we just crystallize it. It just becomes something totally different. So it's a lot of fun. But thank you for noticing that. That's pretty sweet.
So the next one that we've got queued out is The Other Side of Calvary. Can you tell us a little bit about the background with this song?
Yes, that was the opening cut from our seventh Heaven CD, which was the seventh CD that we released. It was the one that won the recording for the DMA, the Church Music Award for Outstanding Gospel Christian Recording. And the premise behind The Other Side of Calvary, as a Christian, you already know what the cross is. You already know what Jesus did for us and you know why that's so important for eternal salvation. But once you accept that and accept him into your life, then what? And nobody really just says, well, then what? You know, we go, well, let's write a song about what's on the other side of Calvary. It's not just, okay, we're going to sit here and wait for heaven. Then all of a sudden you listen to the lyrics and the struggles you're still going to go through. But on the other side of Calvary, you know, what a beautiful place to be. And that's what you're trying to do. You've accepted the route you need to go. You know, and you just don't stand around waiting for somebody to come grab your hand and yank you up. You know, that's what The Other Side of Calvary was all about. And we had a lot of fun with that one. Got the big vocals going. We were all in here multi-tracking our voices, doing the things. And that's what kind of went to whatever is needed, too. We decided, let's do more big crowd noise.
Yeah, it's like big sound. It's the stadium sound.
It is.
I like to think of it as epic, you know. But,
okay, that's... it will be epic from this point forward. All right, let's give this epic tune a listen here. This is Sweet Crystal, excuse me, The Other Side of Calvary. Another beautiful message from Sweet Crystal. That's it's. I love that.
I'm kind of tearing up right now.
Aww, me too.
that's a beautiful, beautiful message.
Thank you.
50 years, the Golden Jubilee. What's on the horizon for Sweet Crystal?
Well, just at the moment, we just finished tracking the guitars and the drums for the next single to come out. It's called Original Sin. It was actually first penned by a friend of ours by the name of Wally Milano, who unfortunately had just an awful, awful accident and ended up dying. Oh. And very recently, he was sick for a while. I thought he was getting better. He was kind of let down by the Veterans Administration, and they sent him home, and he died in his, by himself in his apartment. And we were working on this song with him, and now we're moving forward. We're going to put it out. I'm not sure exactly what to do. He didn't have any family. He doesn't have an estate. But I worked with a reverend from Detroit, Reverend Robert Jones, who also worked on this song. So the two of us are trying to figure out how to memorialize Wally for this. It's a very cool tune. So we just finished the drum tracking today, which would have been 4 weeks ago by the time you hear this. so hopefully by the time you hear this interview, the vocals will be done, the keyboards will be done. But getting that guy in the studio and actually getting stuff done is the hardest part of this whole thing. So that's what's coming next. The whole next release will be called 8. And what's interesting, we already have the cover. If you look at an infinity signal, you know what that is, like that?
Yep.
Well, so if you look at it this way, it's that. If you turn the cover over there, it's 8. So we're going to design the cover. So if you look at Sweet Crystal, it looks like infinity, but it'll actually be 8. We're playing with that.
Love it.
Anyway, so we're getting that together, and it'll be 8 songs on it. Just if you follow all our CDs, you'll see how that works. Hopefully that'll be out by the end of this year. But the worst scenario would be beginning of 2025, which is not that far away, actually.
No, it's not. Unfortunately, things are going by pretty quickly.
I'll tell you, it certainly
is. Please keep us informed as that comes to fruition. We'd love to hear about it, maybe have you back on, and we can introduce that song.
That's great. Well. No, you'll never get rid of me now.
No, that's good. I like that. I like that an awful lot. Before we get into Power and the Glory, how do people find you? Where do people, if they want to learn more about Sweet Crystal, they want to find out a little bit more about the history and where you've been and where you're going and how they can come on board?
Well, thanks to the internet, if you just Google search the name Sweet Crystal Band, you'll find 8 pages of us, which is amazing. You can go all the way back to our roots and find stuff there. SweetCrystal.com is, of course, the main website where you can sign up for the email blast to find out when and where we're playing, which August is filling up quickly, which is nice. And so is September, which is fun. We're actually doing some opioid awareness events where we'll be playing at a place they're giving away Narcan and going to have survivors and parents of kids that have passed because of fentanyl. And so that's really what got Sweet Crystal back out into playing live some, you know, basically 2006. We have a real heart for the men and women of the armed forces, for the service people. And we did an inaugural event called the Vet Fest in Pontiac, Michigan, but put together by a friend of ours who had remembered us from the 70s and said he we'd come out and play because there's a lot of people he knew, and he was a veteran, a Vietnam vet. And he said, well, you guys would go great with these guys. So we finished up a bunch of songs that we had laying around and started playing. And we did 11 years of the annual Vet Fest. And we realized we feel best when we're playing for the benefit of other people. We don't really go out and play to make money or to be there. Sweet Crystal's playing tonight. Hoping we'll get paid by the club or the church or wherever.
Right.
We like to play for places that can use our appearance there to generate interest and funds for whatever it is they have going. And that's really what's kept Sweet Crystal alive and well. We don't have the pressure of having to make a living doing this. The only thing we have to do is be true to ourselves and our mission and ministry. And God just keeps giving us places to play.
For the right reasons.
Yes. I think so.
Well, and I don't know what you know about our program or Quarter Peep herself, but she's kind of our merch queen. And she found a little something on your website that she just thought was fantastic. You want to?
Yeah, I think those who are listening should definitely check them out and check out their merch, just the shop tab. There's a handmade Sweet Crystal themed guitar pick necklace. And if I'm not mistaken, it's crafted by the guitar.
By Billy. Yeah. Actually, he's the guy who put that together. And so
It's cool. Now he goes by Wild Bill too, right?
Yeah, he does. Somebody named him that years ago, and he got a kick out of it. And I said, "Well, I'm going to start calling you that too, then, Wild Bill." You know, so it just kind of stuck. But yeah, that was his input to the merch. We're not great with merch. You know, we don't really carry it with us because nobody wants to sit around and run the table. I'm afraid they either want to watch our show. Or it's us, and we're exhausted at the end of a show. But what we have discovered helps is people will get hold of us ahead of time, knowing where we're coming. And if they say, "Well, I'd like, can you bring out a t-shirt? Can you bring out this, and we'll bring it." We have no problem with that. We just don't put up tables, but we do give away most everything, especially CDs. We love just leaving CDs at venues and go, "Here, just take it home. If you don't like the music, it's a lovely coaster." You know, it's that kind of thing.
No,
but that's we feel you can't sell Jesus. You know, you can't charge for Jesus. True. We just kind of put the stuff out there. If somebody can use it, then that's another blessing we hope that we're giving.
Absolutely. Well, the last one that we have queued up, if I am accurate on this, this is really kind of what got you guys going, correct?
This was the original song, the first song we wrote as we were heading down this current path that we're in now, The Power and the Glory. It was recorded, but I think the first tracks were in 83. It finally came out really well in 85 on cassette tape. For those of you that know what cassette tapes are.
I have cassette tapes.
There you go. And it was produced by a gentleman by the name of Henry Weck, W-E-C-K, who was the drummer and still is, actually, for Brownsville Station, if you know that. Smoking in the Boys Room. Yeah, so we recorded at his studio, the old schoolhouse in Ann Arbor. He produced that entire thing for us. And it was really the first time we were in a professional studio. We had done some little things up till that and recorded in somebody's mobile trailer or what have you. But the first time we ever did a reel, and it was an experience, and it turned out to be a great song. It really spurred us on. But we listen to it now, and Steve, our drummer, says, "Man, did we play fast back then?" And I'm going, "It seems like my voice was like two notes higher than it is now." It's just funny to listen to it. The only thing I can tell you is the only person who could still fit into their spandex now is guitar player Billy. He is still that size. The rest of us went, "I'm not wearing that anymore," but he's still that size.
Is it red, white, or black?
I would say majority were like red and black.
Leopard
prints kind of things. Oh my God. Yeah, if you go back, you can go back and find some pictures of us online that show us all the way back and, you know, all the different views of us. When we first started out, our hair was all to our waist. And we were pirates, you know.
Well, the evolution, and this is where it started.
It was.
Let's give this a listen. Power in the Glory. We'll be right back. Power and the Glory from Sweet Crystal. Another beautiful song and another beautiful story. And boy, I hope you can continue reaching the world one song at a time.
Thank you for saying that. That's very special. I appreciate you.
We have been absolutely honored to have you on the program tonight. Mark Andrew Speck from Sweet Crystal. We hope that, you know, I know I want another 50 years.
Yeah, it's interesting. You don't think about that, but 50 years is a long time.
It is.
And we keep, when we first started out, we'd do a new release every 10 years. And then another was 10 years. And then it was 8 years. And then we went, oh, we should start speeding it up. And then it was 5 years. And then it was 2 years. And now we're doing it every 2 years going, you know, by the time we get the best of, man, how old are we going to be? We should probably speed this up a little. Thank God for technology, because that has helped us immensely.
But you bet. Well, we're definitely looking forward to the release of Original Sin.
Yeah.
It's nice to know the backstory of Wally Milano, and yeah, hopefully this song honors him the way he deserves.
Yeah, he was a great man. He was a huge supporter of Sweet Crystal. He couldn't have been nicer. Legally Blind, an American Indian, you know, and so he was just a very unique individual. And I did a lot of different projects for him. And when he came up with this song, I just went, wow, would you mind if we crystallize this? I said, because it was like a blues, you know, and I said, would you mind if we just took it apart and did it our own way? And he said, no, go for it. And he was able to hear it once in its infancy when we played it out. And he just said, oh, I can't believe that's the same song. He said, I can't wait to hear it. So he'll always be in our hearts. You know?
We can't wait for that either. And again, Mark, thank you so much for joining us tonight. This has been a very special show.
My pleasure. Thank you. God bless you both, man. Just keep it going yourselves.
Thank you. Quarter Peep, who do we have next on the docket?
Well, I think fans are going to love this one. So next week we have Waylon Hannell.
We're looking forward to that as well. Waylon up and coming in the country charts. He actually just broke the top 100 with one of his singles.
He did.
So we're looking forward to talking with Waylon. That's a wrap on tonight's show. I do want to thank Mark Andrew Speck from Sweet Crystal one more time.
Thank you
so much.
God bless you. With it.
And for all of you that are out there listening in podcast land, don't forget you can find us now on virtually all of the major platforms. We were just Spotify. We're not your grandfather's podcast any longer. We're out there with a bunch of them. Give us a listen. Don't forget you can follow us on Facebook. That's Vehicle City Sound at Facebook. You can also learn about where we're going to be, see some of the things that we're going to be doing on our new website, courtesy of Quarter Peep. That's vehiclecitysound.com. And of course, if you know some other great folks that we should be talking to, you want to tell us a little bit about your input on the show, feel free to email us, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. We love hearing from all you listeners. That's a wrap on tonight. Hey, everybody, be good.